We are Jack, a weekly podcast with the responsibility to show you, our audience, what is possible beyond bitching, complaining, and tolerating an ordinary life. Warning, you may be required to do something about it.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Everything and Jack. My name is Jean-Marie Ayres.
Mario Ficini.
And I'm Dr. Carrie Skirtla. And this is the podcast where we talk about everything.
And absolutely nothing.
All right. What a sexy voice, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
He's got a great face for radio.
It's lovely.
I appreciate that.
So Mario Ficini with Expert Authority Effect Publishing. Great to have you on the show. We're going to mess you up a little bit, Mario, but we just really thank you for being on our show today.
It's a great day to be here. I'm excited to test my limits here. You're always keeping it interesting, that's for sure.
Well, you know, we say this is a prepared and yet unprepared. So you might think you're prepared with all that get up and go
absolutely
outfit.
Not.
It's fantastic. He's got a suit and a tie. Oh, absolutely.
Look
not.
Lovely.
Look lovely.
Yeah.
Look lovely. This
Thank
is
you.
For our audience. Look, he looks lovely. Take it from us. And we have a great question. We're going to go right into the question. Every week we have a question submitted. And Dr. Carrie, why don't you tell us where the questions are submitted to?
Absolutely. So listeners, to submit a question to us, make sure you use the S and go to questions@everythingandjack.com, like email us there, or you can go to our website, everythingandjack.com, and there's a form where you can submit your questions. And then please stop by our Facebook page. It's Facebook/everythingandjack. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you look at the questions this week, Dr. Carey? Because we get this is like a demanding question. We chose a specific question. Dr. Carey, I do not know who the question is from, but I do think it's appropriate because we have Mario Ficini today.
Yeah, well, the question came from Byron in Detroit, and it's what
Heck yeah,
makes
Detroit.
You, right?
Yeah, right,
what
Detroit.
Makes you an expert? So that's from Byron in Detroit, Michigan. Thank you, Byron.
I would have to say what makes anyone an expert, but I mean, very simplistically, what I've done is help people hundreds of times. If you can duplicate it dozens of times, even, I would think it's more about demonstrating the competency level, not just theorizing it.
Yeah.
I have a question. I'm sorry to Dr. Carey. I know that you have a name, Dr. Carey, which already sounds like an expert, like, you know, somebody who has a PhD piled high and deeper is definitely an expert, right? But
yeah.
First of all, I think you have to look like an expert. But yes, Dr. Carey, yes. What are you going to
say? You know, there. I love what Mario, how he stated that, right? Because people speak a lot in theory, and to be an expert, in my opinion, you have to move from the knowledge, from learning into the application. And you referencing the fact that I have studied the brain, it's funny how many people want to tell me things about the brain, right? Your brain, it does this. Dr. Carey, did you know that? And, you know, you've got people that have read a few books or something like that. Now they think they're the expert. Whereas I've actually cut into a brain, right? To look at the different
what was that
things.
Like?
And that was fun.
I remember doing a fetal pig in middle school.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think I missed both classes.
I think we named him Thomas.
she had a cold that day.
Yeah. So what was that, Mario? You cut into a pig?
Yeah, a fetal pig in middle school. We were learning, what was it, biology or something?
Yeah.
And I think we named him Thomas. And everyone's like, why the hell do you name him? And I'm like, I don't know. He looks like a Thomas.
Yeah.
Just like class clown for sure. Just making jokes all the time. And it's like we were spending days and days doing this. And it was so like formal and professional and expertise and all this. And I'm like, I got to lighten this up a little bit. And I'm like, you hurt him. And someone was like, what happened? Oh, no. Did I do that? I'm like.
You woke him up.
Yeah.
Well, I think of the word cured. I'm sorry, when you say pig, I think of pork, and then is it cured? Yeah, I'm thinking.
No, but that was my early experience with dissecting pigs, a cow's heart once, and frogs. And when you're talking to someone that was not their pathway into a topic, right? It's like, well, you're not the expert, but yet you're asserting it in a way that you are. And I don't know. To me, expert, what makes a person an expert is credibility, is what I think of. Like,
the other thing that comes to mind is the perception of everyone else, because there's one thing, you know, when people come to us for publishing their business book, it's like, mm-hmm. I don't want someone who is a pretender, who is faking it. And then we elevate them to this level. And one, I think it's disingenuous. And two, they're going to fumble. Like, if you're not an expert on what you're talking about, don't fake it, and especially go around speaking, because you're not going to have the confidence. You can make a website, you can make a podcast, you can make any logo look good.
Yes.
But the second someone starts talking to you, you're going to have a big problem. So you better be able to back it up. So for me, a big thing is, not just do they say they're an expert, but what do their peers say? Will 10 or 20, 30, 80 other people say you are? When someone goes, who is the definitive expert on XYZ? Are people thinking of you? Everyone's an expert in their own mind.
Yeah. You
believe the sandwich I made yesterday.
Yes.
Come to my restaurant.
Well, I got to say right now, I'm completely, like, in my experiences, you're both an expert. So I'm actually looking for, what am I an expert in? I mean, an expert is also a creation of something. It's not necessarily a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And many times we're becoming an expert by qualifications or something we've done 100 times. How do, like, the person, Byron, who was asking that question, what makes you an expert? I mean, why would you think they'd be asking that question? Like, what makes you an expert? How would people know? So my question for you, Mario and Dr. Carey, I feel like I'm the interviewer today for the show. What makes you an expert on what you do, what you say, how you be? Like, how would you know?
I can tell you this. Actually, I have a couple of thoughts here, Jean-Marie. First of all, you're a high performance coach and you are an expert because you are my go-to. I mean, here we are, we're co-hosts, we're friends. But when I think I need a kick in the butt, right, in my performance in business and in life, she's my go-to, but she's 100%. Highly trained, right? She's been trained and she's credible because of the experience of her being effective. And I'm a tough client to have, right? And she's really effective. So I need to say that. And so I see you as an expert there. You're also an artist, you know, and I mean a world-renowned artist, right? Google her, listeners. Now, moving on from that, I don't know, Byron, why you ask the question. I can tell you this, in the world of AI and listening to academic leaders and teachers, what they're experiencing are submissions from students who are not doing their work. They're having artificial intelligence write their essays. And this is bypassing what would take root in their brain to begin to give them the foundation of skill. And it really jumped up, Mario, when you were talking about you can have a website, you can have a logo. We live in such a world today where people can present themselves as anything, infiltrate systems. It's ridiculous.
I joke with people all the time. You know, you can Photoshop and wow, look at this. Call them. Mm-hmm. Call them. If you ever have an inkling in the least, call them, email, reach out, see if there's videos, see if there's podcasts, see if they even have a book on it. I can't tell you how many publishers I know that don't even have a book on book publishing.
Okay, yeah. But I'm going to interrupt here because I want to make sure this is not just based on what we think other people, but you did something, Dr. Carey, for me, like you actually, someone else actually created me as an expert,
exactly.
as a high performance coach, right?
Yes.
So that's useful. Mario, you mentioned it earlier, which is someone else actually creates them as an expert. So when we're asking the question, what makes you? So we actually have to do the thinking, what actually makes me a high performance coach? What actually makes you the expert?
Experience.
Expert authority. Mm-hmm. So one is experience. Yeah, you have.
And demonstrate it. I've said that for years as well. Demonstrate.
I know. But you see,
your experience exactly. of yourself. It's coming from the feedback loop. I mean, you can have some acknowledgement. I remember the first time that I'm with other scientists, right? And, you know, I'm kind of new to the game. And there was a question that was put out there and I answered it and added my thought, my expertise to it. And, you know, it rocked the house. And my experience was like, wow, I knew that. And it wasn't until the feedback came back around that established credibility that I knew what the hell I was talking about. Right.
That's in for you. Like, we invited you on the show, Mario Ficini, because we actually know you to be the expert,
yeah.
The expert of expert authority effect publishing, the experience you have. But actually, when someone's asking that question,
what makes someone an expert? For Byron, I would say it's an aspirational thing too. And mm-hmm. so many people want to be the expert because I believe they really do have a good heart. They want to reach people and they want to help people. So it's like, how do I get to that level? There's this perception like there's some level of it. And, you know, because there's so many credentials nowadays,
mm-hmm.
there's so many certifications, there's so many. I could point you to a dozen courses we could sign up for right now. And by next week, we're certified in XYZ, which, you know, is great for learning and stuff. But at the same time, I think it's just people's natural inclination to be excited.
But what's yours? So just by the way, audience listeners, this is the kind of conversation that we have, is never answering the question, but always asking for, demanding more questions, demanding questions of yourself. Like maybe you're sitting at the coffee table, the afternoon, the evening table, and we're demanding the kind of question that says, really, what makes you the expert? And we're not asking it in a way like, what makes you so special? Do you know? Like, but really just because.
Are you sure?
It's what makes you so special. Yeah, you just want to say that. But it is like, there must be a moment at some point, Mario, for you, like you could have had years and years and years of experience and never actually experienced like you were an expert. And then there was that one moment you went, I am the expert, or for Dr. Carey, or for the people who are listening. There is a moment. It's like there's a knowing. Isn't
years
it?
Of doing it and then realizing, okay, you actually do know what you're talking about. Because for me, the surrealist thing is I failed the English 7 times. So for me to even write my first book was like climbing Everest mentally. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, okay, I did it for someone else. And then I grew the team. And then we did it for more people and this and that. It was a while where it was like, wow, why me? Why me? And then at some point it was like, I looked around and went, oh, we do know what the heck we're doing. And we do it well. We do it the best.
Right. But Mario, interrupting here, not just you knew or you realize, just helping our audience and listeners, when was that moment you turn around and went, I do actually know what I'm doing? And Dr. Carey, you might have one too. I'm just curious. Like that moment.
I kind of always knew because I've never tried to fake anything I didn't know. Like I knew what I was talking about here, but it was more of a self-confidence thing. Like if you ask me anything about XYZ business-wise here, we're good. But it was just my own personal whatever. And then when both of those got straightened out, it was years later. And then it was like, oh, I've been doing this dozens and hundreds of times. And now I just see myself that way. And it's like, yeah, I have been doing it. I do know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? It was my own self-image increased. And it was always from a place of I wanted to help people. But there's always imposter syndrome, anything in business, anything in life.
Yeah.
Until you've done it, you know, you haven't done it until you do it. And until you've done it repeatedly, you're not going to have that muscle memory confidence.
So I have a question then separate from what makes you an expert. What would you recommend people? Because I can hear something like do it over and over and over and over again. But is there some other recommendation you would have for people?
You have to have that initial belief with it and everything to just get the ball rolling and then go for it and then take an evaluation after the fact. Because I think too many people try to pre-plan the whole thing to be perfect. And it's like, well, I love reading behind the scenes stories from movies. One that sticks out is Jaws. Everyone talks about Jaws as this great movie. Like if you think that whole thing was planned and executed perfectly, one of the reasons it was such a turning point, a milestone in Blockbuster back when you'd line up around the block, literally it's where the name Blockbuster came from. The shark, Bruce, had so many mechanical failures, he wasn't in the movie not to create this ominous thing for two thirds of it where there's no shark, but because it just kept breaking. So what makes someone an expert? Being resourceful and knowing how the heck to get around stuff.
Oh, that's sexy, huh?
I think that is
in our last show.
It's in the moment, right?
That's a really good example, because what I hear too is failures.
Yeah.
Failure after 100. Failure.
That's how some of the greatest inventions and things in the world.
I love that stuff.
Yeah. You look at the sticky note, how it came about. You had an expert, right, that was trying to create an adhesive that could not be removed and got the opposite and gave us Post-its.
You were talking about Detroit earlier, great city, and Henry Ford. Everyone knows Henry Ford. This may not be verbatim, but Kingsford charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
The story, to my recollection, as of now, Kings Ford. They were taking all the leftover ash from the production line and turned it into charcoal. They made a whole other business with leftover scrap, the pet rock. The dude didn't want to spend all the money moving all the rocks. So he's like, let's paint them and sell them.
Yeah.
Friggin' brilliant.
Brilliant. And what I'm hearing in that, and really, you know, this is what I would leave the listeners with, is that expertise is not finite. You know, in the science world, it's like we're always looking. This is why we have to defend what it is that we've researched. It's why we defend dissertations, right? And they're always challenged. And so, Byron, again, I don't know why you asked the question, but, you know, Jean-Marie was saying this earlier, you know, maybe you're annoyed by someone has an opinion. That's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Have opinions about something and putting themselves out there as an expert. But I can tell you this,
that's another thing, the people out there now, there's so many people running around the whole guru thing. I know people that are taking marketing stances going anti-guru because they're just trying to sell this stuff. Like, get my course, get my thing, get the thing. And all they're doing is selling the thing. For example, AI. AI comes out. A week later, there's all these courses and I'm the definitive expert on it. The people running it flat
and
out
you can
said
get it
we're
for
still
$17.
Training.
Okay, sorry. Right? I want to make sure people knew I did drop something. It was the phone. I just wanted to get back a little bit of who invented the Post-it sticker. Does anyone know? Because I had to look it up. It was Dr. Spencer Silver, a 3M scientist. I just wanted to give a shout out to Dr. Spencer Silver. Yeah, who invented the window wipers? Because it wasn't Ford.
That's interesting. I do not know
that one. I don't know.
Yeah, it was not Ford. I cannot remember, your audience, you can look that up, but it was not Ford. But it was a man who he actually realized that at some point there was no window wipers. And one day it was raining. He was in the car with his family and he noticed he couldn't see, but he saw that he was blinking his eyes. Oh. And that's when he thought there needs to be something similar.
Like automatic eye blinker.
Yes. Right. And he spent years and years because he was the originator of it. And then they stole the patent off that. Anyway, but what makes you an expert? So it doesn't seem to me it's anything to do with your letters.
An expert? You know, is someone who is not locked in by certainty, but they just keep looking. Steve Jobs was the best at taking other ideas and innovating them. Like, we can improve on this. So, like I said before, expertise is not finite. And the moment that you think you know it all and you are the ultimate expert, guess what? You are not, right? You're going to get left behind.
Yeah, that's it. So, Mario Puccini, what would you like to leave our audience in these last 30 seconds?
Go for it. Don't worry about what everyone's saying. Just go for it. If something's on your heart, go for it.
Brilliant.
Boom.
Thank you for joining us. We are not the experts. How about that to end the show? This is Jean-Marie Ayres.
Mario Puccini.
And Dr. Carrie Skirtland, this is still the podcast where we talk about everything
and absolutely nothing.
See you next week.